want to talk with our good friend Lindsay Rice, who used to write for DNA Info and knows a lot of my friends over at Block Club Chicago. Lindsay, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. So somewhere along the line, you became a little entrepreneur, which is a very condescending way to say that you're a successful businesswoman who started your own PR company and then went ahead and bought Tata Top. Walk us through what Tata Top is, because you used to write about them and all of a sudden you're buying the company. So talk us through that history.
Yeah. So when I was a reporter for DNA Info, I live in the Edgewater neighborhood still, and I was covering the Edgewater neighborhood, and one of the things I had heard about was a local couple who had invented this bikini top that has nipples on it, giving the illusion of toplessness, and I thought, okay, that's unusual.
Right, that's certainly something we want to talk more about.
Yeah, I want to hear that story. So I interviewed them, and over the years, we kind of got to know each other. I wrote a couple different stories, including when they got suspended from Instagram and a couple other little snafus like that, as well as all the money that they had raised through the product. So flash forward a few years, DNA Info is no longer, sadly. And I'm trying new things and kind of, you know, seeing what's out there. And my husband and I are driving home from a road trip to Florida. And we're, like, reflecting on our lives, driving through the country. And, you know, like, what's our future going to be?
Right.
And as I'm scrolling through Instagram, just driving along the highway, I see that the owners had posted something on social media that they were going to be selling the business, and they really wanted somebody to kind of carry on the legacy and maybe
the mission.
Take it to new heights and just love it and try to sustain it.
So this is for radio folks, so we're trying to picture this because I've had to do double takes when I've seen some of the pictures.
Yes.
It is a flesh colored or a nude colored bikini with quote unquote male nipples on it, just to continue to push the idea that the absurdity that some people feel it is that men can be topless but women can't.
Right.
So they look like a woman with her breasts out, and if you don't see the straps, and if you're just scrolling through Instagram or whatever the case may be, you might think that.
Mm-hmm.
So rewind a little bit more. How did they come up with this idea, and what was their mission for doing this?
So the way that they came up with it initially was, in Edgewater we have Hollywood Beach, and it's a really fun beach. You see a lot of different people there. It's locally referred to as the gay beach, so there's a big LGBT population there. And they had some friends from Europe come to visit them. They spent a day at the beach, and they were like, you know, why is nobody topless?
Mm-hmm.
And the original owners were like, well, they're not allowed to. You'll get a ticket in Chicago. It's illegal here.
Now, were they from Europe originally, where this is more popular? Okay.
Yeah, they were from Europe. And so, you know, they're like, this is really no big deal. Why are you guys so uptight about such a weird issue? And as the Chicagoans tried to, you know, explain and rationalize why it is illegal, they were really struggling to come up with the reason. They were like, wait, this actually makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And just their personalities, they were like, what can we do to push the boundaries? And hence they've come up with a bikini topic. Makes it look like you're topless and you're really not.
There's also a really charitable angle to what they do too, right? Mm-hmm. And what you do too.
Yeah, definitely. $3 from each top. We donate directly to our charity partners. It's been a rotating list over the years, but right now our partners are the Keep a Breast Foundation. They're a breast cancer awareness, advocacy, education a foundation. They're really amazing, as well as the Chicago Women's Health Center right here in Chicago.
So I am someone who thinks, you know, I'm more progressive on certain things, not always every political issue, but certainly social issues and gender equality norms and all that sort of thing. And I don't care what you wear to the beach. It really doesn't bother me, especially above the belt. I think there's discussions to be had in other ways, and that's certainly something that is certainly worthy of having.
Mm-hmm.
But above the belt doesn't bother me. But I know that there's many listeners out there, and by the text I can tell as well, 312-981-7200, we'd love for you to join the conversation, disagree or agree with us. So I imagine you fall on the scale or the side of things that is, who cares if a woman were to be bare-chested, right?
We're definitely pro-equality, topless equality. We really don't care. Like I was mentioning, at our beach, I can go and see a gentleman of any age and any body type in a teeny tiny thong, and
And you will at Hollywood Beach.
Absolutely. And I do every time I go there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. But then I'll see somebody, it's very hot out, you know, like, what is really the big deal? And what we also deal with a lot is people who have had mastectomies, either single or double. People get this as a gift, as a kind of a lighthearted gift to do that.
Right.
People actually...
to have a sense of humor about a serious issue, yeah.
Absolutely. And part of their, purchase
go to those causes, yeah. So what's your mission moving forward? Is it a matter of raising awareness? Is it kind of tongue-in-cheek? Is it to, raise money for good causes? Or is it kind of a mix of everything?
It's really a blend. I mean, we're a fun, lighthearted way. We use humor to bring in a serious discussion. When you see a tot-tot-top, you have to stop and be like, what is that? What is going on? And you get a great laugh out of it. And then you realize, okay, well, it's kind of fundamentally discriminatory to have a law that applies to only women. You know, mm-hmm. men are allowed to do something that women aren't. There's really, I don't see how you can say that there's equality there. We're not advocating for anybody to run around and be topless either, you know, but just to have the choice to do what you want to do.
Certainly at the beach.
Right, right, exactly.
I mean, for all places. 815 mentioned that men aren't ready to see topless women at the beach. Look, there's obviously a discussion to be had about over-sexualization of things, but isn't the onus on men not to react in any way when they see in any offensive way? I mean, just because a woman's topless doesn't mean that she wants your attention or wants you to come over and either oogle or touch her in any way,
You would think that if a man is in public, that he would have the self-control to not ogle or grab mm-hmm. or do something like that. Otherwise, I would just encourage those men to stay at home and maybe not go to the beach.
Yes, exactly. Just stay away altogether. All right, it's called the Tot-Tot-Top. Where can people find out more information?
TheTotTotTop.com.
And how much do these things cost, by the way?
They're $34.99, and then $3 from each of those goes right to our charity partners.
I'm curious. 312-981-7200. It's hot out there. We're going to be up towards 90 degrees, a little humidity in the air for the next couple days. If you're at the beach in Chicago, or I guess anywhere where you're listening, does it bother you if women are topless or not? That's a discussion for after the commercial break. Lindsay, thanks so much for stopping on by.
Yes, thank you.